Penguin. A very warm welcome to all of you here at the Győr Zoo. Our penguin walk is about to begin. Before the animals come out, I'd like to explain a few rules, so please pay attention. The first is to make sure that no one is in the fence area, because the penguins might get scared of you and run back to their place. Our second request is to avoid sudden movements and loud expressions for the same reason. This includes not to drag the chains, as they can move, rattle and break easily, which can cause injury. And our most important rule, please do not pet the penguins. There may be one or two individuals who will come close to you, but they are not asking to be petted, they are just curious, looking around, and then they will return to the group. However, reaching out to them can be perceived as an attack and the reaction can be very painful. After the rules, our penguins can start their walk. These animals have different names in many languages, but they are also known as African penguins, referring to their origin as Africa's only penguin species. One of their striking features is the pink area above their eyes. Because of this in Hungarian, they are known as the glass-eyed penguin. This patch plays an important role in the release of heat. Since penguins cannot sweat and there are a lot of capillary vessels in this area, they can shed excess heat here. In addition to the pink surface, their basic color is black and white, which is also no coincidence as it is a particle combination to help them keep the right temperature and as a hiding color. In cold weather, they turn their black backs to the sun to warm their bodies. And when they are warm, their white bellies reflect the sunlight so they don't get too hot. So it's a natural solution. But how does black and white function as a camouflage in nature? In quite a few aquatic animals, we observe that they have darker backs and lighter bellies. Let's look at the issue from the point of view of birds of prey, such as the penguin, and aquatic predatory fish and mammals. Seen from above, from the sky, the surface of the sea is a continuous blackness, but from the water upwards, only bright colors are visible because of the sun. The black-backed and white-bellied penguin uses this to hide from its predators and its prey, such as herring, anchovies, sardines, and mackerel. In zoo conditions, there is no need for a penguin to hide from its prey. Here, they only get herring, which is sheathed in frozen from abroad. However, freezing has one big disadvantage. When the fish thaw, a lot of vitamins are lost. To prevent our penguins from developing a vitamin deficiency, we make up for the loss with vitamin tablets, just like humans do with supplements. The caretaker hides the pills under the gills of the herring and hands the vitamized fish to the penguins one by one. For this reason, it is very important to get penguins used to being hand-fed by their caretakers from an early age. With such a large group, it would be difficult to keep track of who has had vitamin salt medicine fish, so we put colored rings on the penguins' wings to keep track of their diet. Even if they didn't have a ring on them, there's no big problem now. The spots on their bellies are a completely unique pattern, just like our fingerprints. This way, their carers can tell them apart and even recognize them by their behavior. It has been mentioned above that they not only get vitamins from the fish, but also salt, and if necessary, a few medicines. Since their pools contain fresh water, this is how they get the salt they need. Some zoos do this with a salting pool, a small-sized saltwater pool into which the penguins are moved for a period of time and then back to the big one. However, we opted for the tablet solution. Till now, which penguin have received their vitamins, salt pills, medicines, and when the keeper keeps a running record of the feeding, as monitoring the health of his animals is an important part of his job. Penguins do not need wing rings to recognize each other. They can tell their mates apart by the spots on their bellies and their vocalizations. Although they sound exactly the same to us, they can find their way back to the mate they have chosen for life just by their voice. It is not uncommon for them to marry individuals of the same sex. These same-sex pairs play a very important role in nature, as they are responsible for raising the orphaned chicks. Penguins are curious, playful animals. It happened that they have crawled into the bottom basket of a pram during a penguin walk, or that they have played with the shadow of your hand, and that they have chased the shadow of a fly or wasp on the ground. The balls visible in their enclosure also serve as an environmental enrichment element. With such continuous innovations, colorful thing and games, we try to maintain their naturally playful behavior. At the end of the walk, the colony returned to their holding pen and our program came to an end. Thank you for joining us for the penguin walk. Our next program is the African elephant training session next door at 12:30 and 4:30. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for your attention and have fun.